a buddy of mine and an Iron Man of an Eagle. I wanted to get him on today because he crossed paths with Andrew Luck, and that is Todd Herrmanns. And look, he was a warrior as an Eagle, and now he can give us a little insight into what to expect maybe from Andrew Luck on Sunday. Todd Herrmanns, what's going on, Todd?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you, bud?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing good. Just chasing the kids around, you know.
Busy. Your new life as a dad, yeah. It's how are the kids doing? Good?
Yeah, they're getting big and, you know, running all over the place and just being very busy and curious. That's what kids do, you know?
Yeah. How's that adorable doggy of yours?
He's doing
good. Good. Give him a pet for me. Tell him I said hello. But obviously, Todd, you are a guy that spent a year in Indianapolis, and you saw Andrew Luck up close and personal, and
yeah.
and you are familiar with Frank Reich, obviously, and I'm sure Frank is salivating at his new toy in Indianapolis. If you had to put a key on taking something away from Andrew Luck, or if you're defensive coordinator, what's your game plan for Andrew Luck?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
you know?
That's a real tough one.
From what I know with Andrew is that he's a brilliant mind when it comes to football. And he's had some durability issues up to this point. So, I mean, when I'm game planning for him, I'm thinking pressure, 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 you know, hit him as much as I can. Try to get him unsure of how he's feeling. And, you know, maybe he thinks he's not feeling as healthy as he thought he was. But other than that, you also have to be careful. I think the good thing about the Eagles is that we can get pressure with just the front four. You know, we don't have to blitz, so we won't, you know, because he's so smart, he'll be able to expose that. But especially with Frank knowing the Eagles defense, you know, intimately.
Yeah, he knows Jalen Mills likes to bite. So, you know, I would expect them to try and go at him a little bit there.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that Doug and Jim will, you know, are going to game plan with that in mind. So it looks like it's going to be a really nice chess match. You know, Carson's coming back, so we're going to see two elite, younger QBs in the league. Head-to-head, it should be exciting.
Yeah, it's a damn exciting matchup. I think a lot of Eagles fans are slightly overconfident because, you know, they might think this is the Colts team of last year. And that's an aggressive young defense that kind of flies around the field. And when you got a guy at middle linebacker with the nickname of Maniac, it's, you know, it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that organization has had a complete facelift. You know, the owner's the same, but I really think that there's just a lot of new parts, and it's probably not even the same crew in that building from when I was there. So, you know, it should be exciting. I'm sure that they're hungry, and, you know, they've been playing well. So it'll be interesting to see if we can generate some pressure on them. Because I know that they're also going to be without Costanzo, their left tackle. I believe he was ruled out. So
okay, that's big.
That could be interesting for, you know, our right end, Bennett or Barnett or Long or anybody that gets out there to go and eat, you know?
Yeah. How much credence as, you know, when the pupil faces his mentor, you know, and Frank Reich coming from this team and knowing them in and out, you know, is that kind of like an over-talked about, over-hyped thing? Or is that something where Frank Reich is going to exploit the weaknesses he knows? You know, is that something you would are slightly concerned about as a spectator here? Like, is Frank going to exploit the weaknesses, or is that kind of overhyped?
You know, I think in any of those scenarios where, you know, there's a few pupil that went on and is now facing, somebody that he once coached with or something like that, you know. He does know Doug and the Eagles organization and the player and personnel and stuff, like, very intimately.
Mm-hmm.
But Doug and Jim know him just as well. They might not know his personnel on the Colts as well as he does at this point, but they know his tendencies, what he likes to do. So, you know, they have inside info on him, too. So I think that kind of goes both ways, you know, when you're talking about a young coach playing his predecessor.
Yeah, usually, historically, you see it a lot with Belichick when the when the disciple faces the mentor. Usually the mentor, you know, wants to beat that disciple, and usually the disciple doesn't have the most success in the world. You saw it with Doug P versus Andy last year down in Kansas City. You know, the mentor doesn't want to lose to the disciple. So, you know, I don't know how much extra, you know, Doug's going to give it. But he, as a competitor, he doesn't want to lose this game.
Right, right. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I used to play my dad in basketball one-on-one. And it took me much longer than it should have to be able to actually get a W.
I remember.
You know,
yeah, but that first W.
Way more athletic.
He wasn't happy with that first time you got that win, was he?
Exactly.
So obviously Andrew Luck's favorite target is T.Y. Hilton, and he is a speedster type that can take the top off the back of the secondary. And you saw that bite the Eagles early last year, or last week, excuse me. And the Malcolm Jenkins play, it was so unlike Malcolm Jenkins to kind of bite on a simple move like that.
Right.
What do you expect to see? Like, how do you best handle T.Y.? Do you kind of shade the coverage to his side of the field? Do you put your best guy in, let's say, Darby on him and follow him wherever? How would you attack T.Y. Hilton there?
I wouldn't track him with anybody in particular. I would just, you know, have a keen awareness of where he is on the field at all times. You know, whoever has him over top of him has to be focused on him and not be looking in the backfield or you know, any time taken off of focusing on him, and he's going to be separated from you.
Yeah.
You know, T.Y., he's a good route runner. He's very experienced. He knows how to use his body for how little he is. You know, but I think that after what happened last week with Deshaun, and it's funny because Malcolm even was saying that's like the one thing he was scared of is getting beat over the top by Deshaun. You know?
Yeah, he said he looked at Deshaun right away more than Mike Evans lining up pre-snap. You know, when you have that speedster
right
type, it's a big concern. So I think that's one of the keys to the game is what they do with T.Y. But Todd, this defense at home compared to this defense on the road, they're almost like two different teams. You know, obviously they feed off the energy of the crowd, and, you know, it's going to be tougher for Andrew Luck to hear stuff at the line and make signal calls and all that. But what do you think it is? You know, those are kind of obvious layup answers to it. Do you think there's something more as to why this team is so different defensively on the road as they are at home?
Man,
it's a tough question.
Because everything is so different from year to year because you're talking about personalities, and that kind of plays into that whole thing. It could be as simple from liking the home hotel to the road hotel more or something like that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
your guess is as good as mine in this situation.
you know, the defensive line getting pressure on Sunday. Obviously, I know you're not breaking down film on the Colts offensive line every night or anything crazy like that, but I do think it's one of the weaknesses of their team. And if that defensive line is able to get through on Sunday, Andrew Luck is going to have a nightmare of a day because, I mean, that defensive line, Todd, as a former offensive lineman, I mean, I'm sure you've thought about what it's like going up against four people of that caliber of player, and when they can rotate out a whole second line, that's got to be a mental burden on an offensive line.
For sure, especially, you know, they got some youngsters over there for the Colts on the other side of the ball. They have a rookie playing, I think, left guard. They have, like, a second-year center. So, I mean, seeing
good luck versus Fletcher Cox, kid. Go get him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Fletcher is the best in the league. He's like a once-in-a-10-year type, you know, interior rusher. So the kids, I mean, it'll be a good challenge for him, and he probably won't see much harder than this the rest of his career, but, you know, good luck. Good luck this early.
Good luck, Rook. Go get him. Well, Todd, you got anything going on with your foundation lately? Anything you want to get out there? Anything with your...
Not right now, man. We got some things in the works, but nothing to report.
Good, good. When you do, make sure you let me know so we can help get the word out. And you're doing some great stuff with the marijuana initiative for athletes and getting them off of those awful opioids and pain medications. So you're doing great work there. Keep it up. I know it's a passionate thing for you. So you have our support, and I'm sure you have most of the nation's support at this point. So keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate that, bro. You know, it seems like we're preaching to the crowd at this point, but there's still, a select few that we just got to convince is There's other ways.